One quote that stood out to me is when Yvonne said, "I hate regret more than I hate fear." And that, in a nutshell, is my motto for the rest of the year. You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews-Okome. So let's get started. This episode of Side Hustle Pro is brought to you by the Color Noir app. I remember being 13 and visiting one of my favorite cousins in Brooklyn. I walked into her apartment and she was posted up on the couch with a coloring book. Mind you, she had to be like 23 years old at the time. And I remember asking her, is this your coloring book? You color? Isn't that for kids? Low key, it was kind of shady of me, but I was really confused. But she told me, yes, I'm coloring and it's relaxing. That was the first time I'd ever heard that. So then I tried coloring myself. And ever since then, I have found that coloring books are one of the best ways to just zone out and relax. Easy, simple self-care. So I was very excited when Moyo decided to develop his very own coloring book in an app, and it's called Color Noir. And he actually asked me to work on it with him.
I have to find a way back on the show.
I mean, isn't he always finding his way back on the show? So again, the app is called Color Noir. It's out now. That's Color, N-O-I-R. You have never seen a coloring book app like this. It celebrates Black girl magic. What else? Of course, in all of its glory. You're going to love it. It was so much fun selecting the images and curating the app features together. Right, babe?
That's a fact.
It was a lot of fun. And it's a proud Okome production. So to get it, open up your iOS App Store app, search for Color Noir, and enjoy. Again, that's Color, N-O-I-R. And make sure you hit subscribe in the app so you can get all of the amazing images and bonuses dropping each and every month. Enjoy. Hey, hey guys, welcome. Welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here. Today I'm doing a solo episode. The last time I did my Entrepreneur Diaries in April, you guys let me know that my plan to check in just once a quarter was not going to fly and that you need to hear from me a little bit more. So I'm going to try to do these updates once a month now. Cool? All right. So what's been going on in the world of Side Hustle Pro since we last spoke? Well, Side Hustle Pro podcast, first and foremost, crossed 2 million downloads. What? I'm so happy to have reached this milestone because it's truly amazing to me the amount of support that you guys have given me in this show. Thank you for every single download, every single listen, every single share, for writing your reviews. Those reviews matter, you guys. And leading up to, it's going to be our 3-year anniversary of Side Hustle Pro in June. I would really appreciate it if you have not yet, just take a second and leave a review for Side Hustle Pro, because not only does it help with the visibility, but it helps people to understand when they come across this show, why this show is here, what it's for, in case they haven't listened yet. And then it allows them to then start listening and sharing it with other people. So shout out to all of you who have left reviews. If you have not, please do that in honor of our 3-year anniversary, which is coming up. I'm going to do a bigger push for that because I want to celebrate Side Hustle Pro's 3-year in a few different ways. And that is one of them. Speaking of that, now that we are at the 3-year mark, one thing that I'm consistently thinking about is just, how do I keep the podcast fresh? You know, podcasting it's an audio format. There are not so many things that you can do with audio, although I really enjoy listening to different kind of podcasts, like narrative format, mystery shows, comedy, lifestyle shows, all that good stuff. And I really pay attention to the storytelling and how the hosts are really bringing the audience along with them in that conversation, whether it's an interview, whether it's a story with several chapters broken out by episode, all of that good stuff. So it has led me to really think about, okay, what do I want to do for Side Hustle Pro? What is Side Hustle Pro 2.0 going to look like? And although I haven't all the way fleshed it out yet, I will say that I want to do something like, I'm thinking of listener call-in segments. I really like those, kind of like Dave Ramsey podcast style mixed with I'm not sure who else does listen or call in. So, you guys, if that is something you would be interested in, do me a favor. Just shoot me an email at hi@sidehustlepro.co. That's hi@sidehustlepro.co. You can send me a question. Record it, though. Record it. You can use your phone, record an audio message, then email that file to me, and we're going to see how and if that will work for the show. So that's one thing. And look out for newer ideas as I come up with them. I'm also looking for guests in newer industries that I haven't covered yet. I think you can definitely learn different things from people in the same industry, which is why you have seen guests who are in similar industries on Side Hustle Pro. However, it's always nice for me when I discover someone who's doing something that you don't typically see a Black woman doing. And those are some of the people that you can look forward to seeing throughout the rest of this year as I explore new territory that has not yet been covered on the show. So I'm really looking forward to that. Another thing that I'm, of course, working on, priority for me, is always Podcast Moguls. So since we last spoke, the website for the Podcast Moguls Masterclass has launched. So you can go over to podcastmoguls.com to stay in the know about the very next masterclass. And if you want to know more about Podcast Moguls, it is an 8-week interactive accelerator program that teaches my proven effective marketing strategies to emerging podcasters who also want to make an impact, build a brand, and monetize their podcast. So I teach all about that in the masterclass, and I do offer coaching for select folks. So go over to podcastmoguls.com to learn about that. Another thing that has happened since we last spoke, you guys, we launched an app. Me and Moyo launched a Color Noir app. That's Color N-O-I-R. It is the very first and only coloring book app devoted to Black girl magic. And yes, this is an app, you guys. It's not just a coloring book. So some people get that confused. This is an app. Right now, it's available on iOS. It's going to be available on Android very, very soon. And I would really appreciate it if you guys go and check it out. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. So, of course, you can scroll up right now. You can go to the App Store and search for Color Noir, and you can check it out and try it out. And be sure to subscribe so that each and every month you can get the new artwork that drops. And please share with us, share what you color, share your finished product. We want to big you up and promote you on Instagram. So definitely do that. But what I love about launching this app is it is a joint project that me and Moyo get to work on together. We have been an entrepreneur couple, like both full-time entrepreneurs since beginning of January 2018. He, of course, if you listen to our Akome Family Hustle episode, you know that he's been in this entrepreneur game for much longer than I have. But together as a couple, we really have started that. We started that out in 2018. And this is, although we work together and support each other on everything that we're doing, for example, if you come to a masterclass, Moyo is going to be there holding down the questions, holding down the chat, holding down all things technical for me. And I do the same for him, for his App Moguls Masterclass. However, this is our first, like, really joint production, I think. And it's something that we want to do more of, tell more of our stories and represent for us. Something that I think about when I think about what we're building for our family is, I was listening to Art Steele's Ink Secure podcast one time, and I forget which guest she was interviewing, but they just talked about, isn't it funny that you can think of almost every product out there, every industry that exists, and it's guaranteed that it was developed without Black people in mind. Isn't that crazy? Like, and that is why there's so much ripe opportunity in everything from podcasting to apps, in everything from makeup. And that's why Fenty Beauty does as well as it's doing, because there's literally this gaping hole of oversight going on where our community needs different things, and we need to be affirmed, we need to be validated, and we need to see ourselves in positive, wonderful displays. So, you know what? It's time to take it into our own hands and do that. So Color Noir is the very first product that you'll see from the Akome team. Please support it. Share it with folks. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to us, and it's important to us because not only is coloring a form of self-care, but it's really important that we get used to seeing ourselves in all spaces and our children get used to seeing themselves in all spaces. We take for granted, at least I took for granted growing up, like for a long time, I only had white dolls and that was normal to me. That was just what it was until I remember the Kenya doll came out and it was like, oh, wow, like a black doll? What? Okay. And it's only when I went to school that I learned that some of my friends, their parents went out of their way to find them black dolls because they knew how important it was for them to see themselves. So that's something that now I think about with my nieces. And when I'm shopping for things, I'm always wanting to make sure that they are affirmed. So Color Noir was developed in that vein. And I'm learning a lot about apps. I'm learning a lot about the development timeline. So Moyo is the app developer in the family. He handles all of the liaison and dealing with our developers, dealing with changes, updates to the app. I handle the design piece in terms of really paying attention to what's looking right. I have a good eye, even though on the technical side, I can't go in and code it. I have a good eye. Of course, we take a lot of feedback from our audience. We started a Facebook group just to get feedback before we did the soft launch. And we are making even more changes and improvements each and every day. So that's the great thing about an app. You can release it and you can update it as you learn from your audience. Hey, I want to see this. Hey, I'd love to see that. One of the things we did was even update and add more skin tones and skin colors because it's so important to us for people to be able to feel like they're reflected in the app. So I'll continue to let you guys know about the progress and how that's going, but it's been a really cool experience so far. And shout out to all of the love on my posts on IG. I'll continue to post about it so you guys will check it out. All right, so the other thing that has transpired since we last spoke is that I went to the My Taught You retreat. The retreat is hosted by Malik Teal of Curlbox. And those of you who were listening back when I first quit my job, my very first Entrepreneur Diaries, if you scroll back to Entrepreneur Diaries number one, January 2018, I talked about how I really wanted to go on this retreat. I applied as soon as the application went out, submitted my application like that day on the way to work, was late to work so that I could just knock it out. Not that late, but you know, I prioritized it that morning as soon as it dropped. And when I got in, I was so, so excited. But once it was time to pay the retreat fee, I realized that, you know what, I'm a new entrepreneur. This was back in 2018. I'm a new entrepreneur. I have not, even though I believe that I will be able to have this amount of income month over month, I still want to prove that out to myself before I invest this large sum of money. We'd also just come off of spending a big amount on our wedding and we're really just, you know, stacking up our savings again. So I made the adulting decision, even though I really didn't want to, but I made the adulting decision to keep those funds for things like my health insurance and to forego the retreat in 2018. Of course, I loved seeing the photos and, you know, like many people, I was like, I am going to prioritize going in 2019 and really put aside the funds and really gear up to make this something that I go to. So when the application came out the second time, I, of course, applied again. And I really like the application process because it really forces you to be thoughtful about it. I think sometimes we get caught up in FOMO, fear of missing out, and you just find yourself wanting to be somewhere, wanting to do something, and having to stop and ask yourself why forces you to reflect on, is this the right thing for me? So I love that about the application process because it forces you to think, okay, not only what do I want to come away with from this retreat, but what do I have to give? What do I want to leave people with? And what is it about my presence in the room that will make this whole experience better for everyone? So submitted my application and was very happy to be accepted for the My Taught You Retreat 2019. Now, Because you apply so far in advance, it seems like you're always like thinking and it's so far away. So when it was finally here in the weekend of May 3rd through 6th, I was like, oh my gosh, it's finally here. Wow, what's it going to be? And I was just so excited talking to the people who are my fellow retreat sisters who were going to be going as well in our Facebook group and just like, you know, talking about what we're going to wear, what we're going to do, all of this stuff. It added to the experience leading up to it because you kind of already were talking to people. You had a sense of who was going to be there. You start to get to know each other in advance. And a matter of fact, the conversation about swimming came up in the group because we ended up going on a boat, but more on that later, right? So the conversation about swimming came up in the Facebook group. And one of my taught you retreat sisters came back a few days later and said, you know what? All this talk about swimming inspired me to finally actually go back and take some lessons because I know how to survival swim, but I am not as comfortable in the deep water. And I said, why not? Why continue to have this be a thing that I just accept? So she mentioned that she started taking classes. She was based in DC. And within 2 hours, she already felt more comfortable in the water. And I was like, what? That's what I need. So I reached out to her. And the next weekend, I was up in that swimming class with her. Because the thing about me is, I've been learning to swim for what feels like my whole life. I always get to that point where I can do a really good job of survival swimming. But the breathing was something I never fully mastered. And so that then made me still kind of apprehensive about the water. So me and Aisha of at Self Care by Aisha on Instagram go to these lessons. And because of that, I was already feeling like, wow, these women are dope. I can't wait to meet more people because if they're like Aisha, like this is going to be a great experience. And I was right. So the retreat was amazing in every way. And here is why. I'm going to break down some highlights for me. By the way, this is not going to be a recap. Some of my, you know, awesome fellow My Taught You retreat attendees have written blog posts. They have their own podcast episodes that are like more detailed recaps. I just wanted to speak from the heart and share this experience as part of my Entrepreneur Diaries, what's been going on. So if you have more detailed questions, feel free to shoot me a note or comment on a post. You can also sign up at the My Taught You Retreat website to get updates. And I will link to the website in the show notes. And the website is mtyretreat.com. So you can sign up to get details. Alrighty. So it was amazing because everyone there was level-headed and down to earth. I have reservations about traveling in large groups. From my experience, it's always been kind of a headache, you know, rallying all people into a group. It's like herding cats, like as people like to say. And so a lot of times I've always found that as someone who needs time to recharge, those group trips can be a lot because it's expected that everyone wants to do the same thing at the same time. So I had some reservations going on with that. But once I got there, I had only positive and beautiful interactions. Like I was telling Moyo and I was telling everyone I've spoken to so far, I have never experienced a trip with a group where I come back and I literally have zero complaints. Now, there are a couple of elements that added to that. I mean, the resort that we stayed at was just incredible. I've never experienced that level of luxury other than when we stayed for our honeymoon. So that was like, but that it was even, you know, it was just wonderful. It was very well thought out. We were taken care of. We felt like it was worth it, you know, like all of that year long of planning and preparing, it was all worth it. So I walked away with my energy on 100% positive level. My cup was overflowing and full. I'll get into a little overview of how the days were spent in a second, but I just want to share the energy that I came back with. Like, I came back feeling refreshed, energized, renewed, I was roommates with Maya Elias, who is the episode 37 guest on Side Hustle Pro. And fun fact is that we have never actually met in person. So we recorded that interview virtually, like all of my interviews. And we talk on Instagram, DM all the time, direct message. But we've never met in person. And the funny thing about walking into the room, our room, the very first time I met her was that it felt like we knew each other because of how the world is. The virtual world be making you feel like you know people, which can be dangerous because sometimes it's like, oh, hold up, you know, I only knew, you know, that person's online personality. I don't know her in real life. But Maya, I loved her just as much in real life as on Instagram as when we talked on the podcast or when we've spoken offline. And that was a relief because, you know, it's interesting and nerve-wracking to go into a situation where you're roommates with someone for 3 days who you don't know. And so it was so nice that we connected. And I shared with her that very first day, like within 30 minutes of you know, landing, checking in and whatever, being in the hotel room, I was just like, hey, I'm still a little nervous. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what this is going to be like. Is it going to be clicky? Is it going to feel like, you know, VIPs versus regulars? What is it going to be like? And also, as I know that some people listen to my podcast who are here, is it going to be weird? Like, are people expecting me to be a certain way? And, you know, I'm just here to be myself, but I have no idea what people think or are expecting from Side Hustle Pro, whatever, whatever. And so, you know, we just talked about that and ultimately decided, like, look, we're just going to be ourselves and whatever happens, happens. So that first night was the dinner where we all, this, you know, long table dinner, we all get to meet for the first time to kick it off. And from the moment we stepped into that area where, you know, we were all dressed in vibrant outfits, the theme was Mexican resort style, you know, chic, which was really just vibrant colors. And seeing all this Black girl magic decked out in the vibrant colors, drinking our cocktails, it was like one big family reunion, except with family you never met yet. So for a lot of it too was like an Instagram come to life, because it was like, oh, I've seen you. Oh, I've been following you. Oh my God, I love you. Oh my God. So it was a lot of support and encouragement, and also reunion, finally getting to meet people who you've spoken to and for me have interviewed. For me, I even have some of my podcast moguls in the on the trip with me, who we got to spend some more time together. Shout out to Erica of Sister in Loss and Sarita of the Swirl Suite. You know, we got to kick it a little bit more in person for the first time. So that was really, really nice. And all of my fears and worries about clicks and VIPs and all of that was in vain. Like, none of that occurred. So the cool thing that I really, really enjoyed about this experience, when I sit back and think about why I enjoyed it, it's because most times when I go to a conference, it is because I want to talk to certain people or, you know, be around like minds. And a conference sometimes can feel kind of stiff. It's like, okay, someone just spoke on stage who I want to connect with, so now I got to get in a line or form what we called in business school the circle of death. And it's just an awkward exchange that kind of puts people on levels, right? The speaker's on one level and the audience is on another. And the conference organizers don't mean it to be that way, but that's just the function of that environment and how it goes. What I liked about the My Taught You retreat is that we were able to get to know each other, like all the attendees, even the speakers, in a no pretenses zone. You know, being on a boat with someone who you admire and you've been wanting to speak to is different than going to a conference, seeing them speak and getting in line to speak with them. And it's also different than sending them an email and saying, hey, you know, can we connect? Can we grab coffee? Blah, blah, blah. Because that also kind of causes the person to tense up, like, oh, I got to take time out my day. Even if they like you and they want to do it, the interaction is still a bit more forced. And there's an underlying anxiety that can be there with that person feeling like, okay, what does this person want? Are they going to want more than I can give? Or is it just going to be cool and I can just talk to them and they'll be satisfied with that? There's always that, what do you want, underlying thing in those kind of interactions. So those are two interactions that I really don't love that much and I try to avoid. However, sometimes that's all you have access to, right? That is all. There's not many times that you can meet with everybody who you want to connect with. So that is like a necessary evil. That's actually where I connected with Maylik multiple times. Like I kept going to events where she was at. One time we happened to be at the same table. So that was a little bit more organic and we got to speak a little bit more. And those are steps that you have to take when you really want to get to know someone. However, with the retreat, now let's talk about the boat. So what was different about this experience is instead of going in and immediately getting right to business, being all about business, we went in and got to know each other under very casual circumstances first. So even if you went in all wound up, like, I got to talk to this person, I got to do this, I got to do that, by an hour in, you just had to let all that go and realize when you're drinking cocktails and dancing to Back That Ass Up, you realize, oh, this is not that type of event. Like, this is us being able to let our guards down, let loose, and get to know each other on just a regular basis. I really enjoyed the boat ride. So after the dinner and party celebration the first night, which was a nice way to kick everything off, the next day we had like a morning service with Sarah Jakes Roberts, which was us all dressed in white. You've probably seen the pictures. We had our flower crowns and it was a nice moment. It wasn't super long, but it was just a nice moment to kick off the experience and center us. I really found that experience centering. So no matter what your religious beliefs are, I think you would walk away from that really being reminded that your feet right now are planted in the ground. No matter what thoughts are swirling in your head and what worries and anxieties are happening, your feet are planted in this sand. Look around at everything that God has created, and then look at you and look at the possibilities, and you know, let's use that energy to move forward throughout this weekend. And that's what I took away from that moment. After that moment, we then had a boat ride on a catamaran after breakfast. We changed and we went on the catamaran. And so this was the part where I really felt like it was nice to just talk to people on a beautiful, warm day out at sea. We had lunch. We had some people jumped off the boat. We had, you know, people just taking pictures, lounging, vibing. Got to catch up with people who I haven't caught up with or never met. And what I loved about that is, again, the same thing I keep emphasizing because I can't say it enough, is that even if you were tempted to put someone on this pedestal of like, oh my God, what should I say to that person? By 30 minutes in, you're like, you know what? We're on this boat together. When's the next time I'm going to be on a boat with all these dope women who are doing things that I admire, that are doing things that where we can support each other? Let me have a conversation. Let me try to get to know people. And it really was about quality conversations for me, not quantity. So there's no way in the world you can talk to everyone who comes to the retreat. I think there was about 130 attendees in total. But even one conversation is just bound to change your perspective and just give you good vibes and also inspire you, because everyone was working on something. So not everyone is an entrepreneur. Most people, though, are side hustlers. Most people were side hustlers, whether you were working in the fashion industry, but also opening something up on the side, or a teacher who's also thinking of an app, you know. Almost everyone had a side hustle. So that I found to be really, really cool. So after that, later that evening is when we finally got into business and, you know, got down to business. Now, I say finally, not in a way like, oh my gosh, finally, but in that it was nice to kick it off. It was nice to kick it off and feel relaxed and have that that frame of mind. Because I think what happens when you do that too is, usually also what happens at conferences is people, when it's time for Q&A, they're scared to ask questions. But because you put everyone at ease and because we've all been around each other just chilling for, you know, the first day and a half, it's like, oh, or I should say the first day, because, you know, we kicked it off the evening on, what was that, Friday? And then by Saturday evening was early or late afternoon was our first real session. And by the way, can I say I was very thankful to Maylik and Carlene Roy who and her team, Diana, who also, you know, thinks through the entire experience together. that they built in downtime. Downtime is so important to me, to us introverts who need to replenish our energy. So instead of going back to back to back, which was what my experience was on a lot of other group trips, where you literally, you know, the only downtime you have is when you're changing quickly for something else. This retreat, you had bulks of time in the afternoon to unwind, to decompress, to get to know people over drinks at the pool, plus eat and, you know, not have to rush, be able to think through the conversations you had, process. And that I really, really love. That was probably that's the part I respected the most. Like, people take for granted how much break time is necessary. So after break time, then we got down to business. I think the first night it was a fireside chat with Yvonne Orji, the actress from Insecure, and also she's coming out with her own book. She's a comedian. She's also one half of the Jesus and Jollof podcast with Lovey, who was also in the building. And I loved that chat because, again, we were in a room. It was beautifully done. So it was a conference style, I guess, what would you call that? You know, those kind of hotel event, banquet hall kind of places. But it was done in a place where it felt like we were all on the couch. We were all on the couch. We were all, you know, in someone's living room having this girl talk and really talking about things that we're all facing. Somebody asked the question. Actually, I think it was Aisha of Self Care by Aisha again, and asked Yvonne, how does she have the courage to leave her? I think she got her master's in public health and she left that path to go to Hollywood and pursue her dream of acting. And one quote that stood out for me, and that was when I'll get into what I took away from the retreat. One quote that stood out to me is when Yvonne said, "I hate regret more than I hate fear." And that, in a nutshell, is my motto for the rest of the year is you gotta hate regret more than you hate fear. And I do, too. I really hate looking back at things and being like, damn, I wish I should have done that. And people who say I have no regrets, they're lying. Everybody has regrets about something. And that exists for a purpose. Having regrets about something means that you now know what it's like to regret something. So in the future, you will work on not having to regret because you know the pain of what regret feels like. So you will do anything in your power to make sure if there's something on your heart, if there's something you want to do, you do it. So I love that session. The next day, we kicked off with presentations, talks, discussions, whatever you want to call it, by phenomenal women. The first one was Devi Brown. She's the founder of Bliss. I believe that is her company. And I actually never really knew about Devi Brown before this retreat. And so it was really cool to get to know her. I mean, I'd seen that she was a speaker and the speaker announcements. She herself did a career change. She used to be a radio personality. And now she describes herself as being a communicator on a mission to connect people with the worlds inside and outside of themselves. I think that's really, really important because the reason that I've been able to, there's kind of this guiding light inside of me that has been helping me, you know, that is God, but that's also, I think we're all given inner thoughts, inner feelings that are all a part of our ultimate purpose on this earth and whatever that is. But it's really hard to figure it out. It's very murky. Sometimes you don't know if something that's on your heart is necessary to do or it's just like a wish that's fleeting, passing by that you should just ignore. And so I like the work that Devi is doing because I think it's really, really important. So I wrote down some of the quotes from her session that stood out to me. I'll read them to you because I think they're so important. She said, "By simply being yourself, you give others permission to do the same." So, so true. I think the more of myself I am, the more I share my journey, the more people come up to me and they're like, you know, you've inspired me to do this. I see my friends popping up with side hustles. I'm like, I didn't even know you were working on that. What? You like doing that? Like, so it's just crazy. And I'm going to continue to do that because I truly, truly do believe that it gives others permission to do the same. She also said, "Purpose cannot be found in a weekend of vision boarding. Purpose is not being paid or IG famous. Purpose is using your unique abilities to be of service to people." Let me say that again. Purpose is using your unique abilities to be of service to people. And she also said, if you find yourself feeling unfulfilled, you're not standing in alignment with the full realization of your purpose. I know this is starting to sound very Oprah, right? But it's deep, y'all. It's deep. The reason why we go through so much unsatisfaction in life is when we are in misalignment with what we're supposed to be doing. I firmly believe that. The tricky and hard part is that it is so hard to figure out what you're supposed to be doing. And then you could be doing it, but they're mundane parts of everything, right? So let's say you are standing in alignment with your purpose. You're doing what you've been called to do, meant to do, but you know, one day you're just having a day where you're bored with it all. Then you start to worry, like, am I really doing what I'm meant to be doing? So all of these are questions that it's important to ask yourself, challenge yourself, and reconnect and center ourselves so that we can get the answers to that, because it's difficult. There's so many distractions. You can start questioning yourself. And I believe that's also why people start and stop so many things halfway, why they don't see things through, because they don't center themselves. And so right in the middle, when they're about to really make some progress, they're like, oh, this is not working. Let me start some other hustle. So pay attention to that. And finally, the last thing I started that she said is purpose is not limited to what you do for a living. It's how you apply your gifts to serving other people. So that is something that clearly resonated with me, because as I talked about in the last Entrepreneur Diaries, I don't always know where everything is leading me, but I know it's connected to how I'm using my gifts, which to me, my gifts are anything. My gifts are my thoughts, because they're only my thoughts. They were given to me. So it must be part of a gift. And as long as I continue to apply those gifts to serving other people, then I know and believe that I am on the right track. The next masterclass that was really good was Morgan DeBon, the founder of Blavity, 2190, Afrotech, you name it. She did a session on working smart. And that whole session, I just felt like, drag me, sis. Go ahead, drag me. I needed this, because her presentation forced me to face the question, am I doing CEO work or operating work? I call myself a CEO, but am I doing CEO work or operating work? It's been very hard for me to let go of operating work. And the takeaway that I took from Morgan was that I really need to train a group of people, not just one or two, a group of people, so I can scale my business outside of myself. It is a process. She gave us tools to really think through hiring, to think through what you can even pay someone. She calls it the delegation formula. And she said, if you are in a place that when you're sleeping, nothing is getting done, then you're already behind. You are already behind. So a CEO task is a task that only you can do. And an operating task is something that anyone can do, clearly. And maybe they don't do it as good as you do it, but guess what? You can still delegate it, okay? So the CEO, us CEOs, we have to let go of these operating tasks. So again, that session was just so impactful to me, because it taught me that I need to reprioritize scaling, and that's going to mean hiring. And hiring is something that is difficult. It's difficult for everyone. The women in the room, someone asked, how do you hire? How do you get better at it? Every single woman in that room, from my league to Debbie to Carlene Roy of the Vanity Group, everyone said it's challenging. You know, they fired people on the road to the I Taught You retreat, people who are on the team, because it is challenging. So it was comforting to know that I'm not the only one who's challenged by it, and to continue forging forward. So I also like Morgan's presentation, because it was just very good, very well organized. And so I took away some tips for my upcoming speaking engagements about how to host a great live masterclass, how to really get audience participation, make it interactive, and also leave people with takeaways and homework. The last real takeaway that I have from the retreat, and I'm getting ready to wrap up here, but I wanted to obviously share something that has impacted my life. The last takeaway, as far as the sessions go, is when Malik shared that we have to continuously do things that make us uncomfortable. So sometimes we look at people, like I look at something like the My Taught You Retreat, and you think, oh, this person likes putting on events. Oh, this person really likes this stuff. That's a lot of work, and they must really love that stuff. No, not necessarily. That person could just be working through discomfort. And that's exactly what Mylique is doing. She joked that her partner is like, you don't even take girl trips. But yet here you are organizing a trip for 100 plus people. You know, you don't even go on girl trips with your closest friends. But here you are on a trip with some of these people are strangers. And you are organizing a trip to Cancun with these people. And it's because there's a calling, you know, on her. And it's what Debbie was saying, right? Her gift is tied to how she's serving people. She feels this calling to serve people, and she's willing to do it through her discomfort of maybe, you know, not being the type of person who takes girl trips, but realizing that this trip will be impactful. Because many of us in that room were the onlys, aka maybe you're the only one in your family to be an entrepreneur. Maybe you're the only one in your family to take your side hustle seriously. You know, everybody else was comfortable just having like the neighbors and your cousin and their cousins buying from them. But you're the first person who's like, no, I'm going to put up a website and I'm actually going to take this seriously. So many of us in that room are the onlys, and that room was important because I have never been in a room where I'm surrounded by the people who are doing exactly what I'm doing, whatever stage they are. I've never been in a room where, now let's take it back for a second. The reason I started Side Hustle Pro is because I wanted to see these stories of Black women entrepreneurs who scale from side hustle to full-time entrepreneurs. I wanted to see these stories. I felt like I wasn't seeing it. So I, you know, said, I'm going to reach out to these people and talk to them. So I've learned so much. I was able to leave my job because of the conversations I had with these people. Imagine how impactful it is to be in the room with some of these women. And not everyone was entrepreneurs. Like I said, not everyone is trying to live the same path. But for everyone in that room, there's a reason that they needed to be there to further themselves on whatever path they're on. And I felt the same way. And I'm often the only. I can't just roll up every day and find people who are doing what I'm doing. However, at the My Taught You retreat, I was able to do that. You know, me and fellow podcaster Jamila Souffrant, who was in the guest chair of Journey to Launch, for both of us, it was just so cool being there, you know, as fellow podcasters, women who are forging this path. And we're more than podcasters, right? We're forming and forging a business and legacy for our families, but it's starting. Podcasting is one element of that, and we're still making shape of that. And we felt okay for once being in this room without having to explain that to people, without everyone just gets it. Everyone gets that you are on a path and that path is okay. You know how when you go to a networking event and you say, oh, I'm the business analyst at this company, and people are just like, aha, they get it. You know, like that, you get that instant validation. You really don't get that on that path of people just understanding that you are on that path and being okay with it. Now, it's not to say that you need validation from people, but it is nice to not have to explain yourself. So that was an awesome experience. All right. Whew. I could probably talk about this for a long time, so I'm going to let me sum this up so this episode doesn't go on forever. All right. So we have to continuously do things that make us uncomfortable. The last thing is I asked a question. I'm not always the first person to ask a question because I like to take things in. It takes me sometimes to processing things. So sometimes I really don't know what I want to ask in that moment, which is the nice thing about a podcast because I can prepare in advance and think through what I want to say. However, the question that was weighing on my heart before I went to the retreat was this question of how do I prepare for the next level? You know, so my question was, I've started this podcast because I know that my purpose is tied to amplifying the stories of Black women, side hustlers turned entrepreneurs. I know that I'm serving a deeper cause. However, not everyone knows about the show, right? There's another level of awareness and visibility to Side Hustle Pro that I know I could work towards, but I've been kind of slow to try to scale all the way to that. I've been a little bit apprehensive and I've been kind of hemming and hawing a bit because ultimately what I realize is I am scared of negativity that could come with that next level. I'm scared of internet trolls, I do not look forward to the day when the comments under an Instagram post are not just positive and now they're negative as well. And that's what I see happening to my fellow sisters as they elevate in their careers and they elevate as entrepreneurs and gain more visibility. Miley included, Lovey included, Kalana included, the people who were at that retreat. So Malik actually called up Lovey and Kalana and called on Courtney Adelaide of The Main Choice to share their own experiences in answer to my questions, because they each at some point have had the internet come for them, you know, because people on the internet are bold. And they share that, look, well, as Malik puts it, you haven't made it until you experience a little of that. And they also talked about the fact that, listen, everyone's going to go through that at some point, but you have to remember who you are, and you also have to let your people, your tribe, handle that, because instead of sinking down to the level of people who might want to come for you, you know who you are, and know that the people who know who you are will have your back. And then Aisha reminded me after, too, that I am thinking about negativity in advance without even knowing if that's going to come. So why am I assuming there will be negativity? Why am I allowing that to hold me back? And so that's a very fair point. That's a very fair point. I'm just going to keep on moving, keep on trucking, keep on growing Side Hustle Pro. And I trust that whatever comes my way, myself and my tribe will be prepared to handle it. All right. So my final overall takeaways from the retreat are to do everything with excellence. Every inch, every ounce of that retreat was put together with excellence, and every single speaker brought it. I also took away that you are enough. You are enough. I see some people writing on the post of either my leaks post or different posts from the retreat about, oh, does this accept regular people? What do I have to do to get in and all this other stuff? And I can't emphasize enough that you are enough. Being there, I hope that my presence there too, and just being myself, I hope that, and if more people would just show up in the world and be themselves, that can inspire more people to realize, oh, hey, like, I'm enough. I just need to be me. Know what you want to give to the world. Think about experiences, not just of what you're going to get out of it, but what you can give. And you are enough. So take time if you're filling out your application. But it's not a thing of like you have to go through the world hoping that someone chooses you. Choose yourself and know that you are enough. And this is not that type of thing where it's like regular people versus not. There were influencers on the trip, right? I have a love-hate relationship with that term because it's like, I don't know, what is that? There are some people who I would talk to, and, you know, I always introduce myself as Nikayla, and after talking for a little bit, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and I have a podcast called Side Hustle Pro, they'd be like, Side Hustle Pro? And like, I listen to you and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And they're like, oh, you're just all chill, all casual, like you're not, you know, doing big things. And it's because I'm honestly just, I'm a normal person just like everybody else. And I think it's important for us to view everybody on the same playing field. It's hard, I know, especially when we're in situations where someone's on a stage, literally elevated above you, and you're in a seat in the audience. But the more we can work to just see that people are on the same playing field, I think the farther ahead we all get in our careers, because then we won't be scared to go up to somebody and have a conversation. And that conversation could lead to building a relationship, which could lead to opportunities. So we have to get over that of thinking other people are better, different, bigger, and more influential or whatever than us. We are all the same people. We all got to put on our pants legs one leg at a time. We all bleed if you prick us. And that was a major takeaway. And finally, not only are you enough, but you are the magic. You are bomb. You are good. You are doing what you're doing, and you are put here to do something magical that no one else can do. I love the fact that every single day, every single moment was like a photo op, right? So everyone always needed someone to take a picture of them. And you never never even had to ask. Someone was like, let me take a picture of you. And then we would proceed to hype that person all the way up. Slay, sis. Yes, I see you leg. Okay, smize. All of that stuff like just happened naturally because every single person was just magical. And there was something about that environment that just made everybody glow and everybody feel themselves as we should because we are all just amazing. And it was so great to see that shine and to see everybody else see themselves through other people's eyes and to recognize just how fly they were. In a world that we live in, it can be hard to every single moment feel fly. But, you know, I joked in advance that this retreat is going to get whatever body it got. And once I got on that boat, you couldn't tell me I wasn't ready for a swimsuit spread. Okay. So that is something that I walked away with. And I want to use that energy. I want to use that energy to propel me even further. So my goals for the next few months, I'm going to continue to tap into that inner essence, to continue to center myself so that I can help other people to tap into theirs. I want to continue to bring people along my journey. So whether that means going live more on Instagram or Facebook, and also, of course, sharing on the podcast, I want to continue to bring you along the unfinished journey. I recognize how easy it is for us to forget to share the process and only pop up after you've gotten the results you want. So I will continue to bring you along the process. And I will also continue to remind people that if you too want to have a podcast, for example, if you too want to do something where you put your message and you put your wisdom out into the world, at some point, everyone who inspires you, everyone who you look up to, everyone who you know by first and last name, they had to put themselves out there. And there's going to be a period of discomfort because I would say most people don't enjoy putting themselves out there. We all feel it, but we have to breathe and we have to work through it. So I'm going to continue to do that myself in putting myself out there and doing exactly what I asked about in my question, working on getting Side Hustle Pro to that next level with no fear. And finally, working on exploding podcast moguls as well so that more people know about it, more people can take advantage of it and get the results that they want. And with that, I just leave you with a reminder that you are the magic. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you want to hear more from me, head on over to sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner to get my weekly Side Hustle Diaries chronicles about my own journey from passion project to profitable business. And if you want to find me online, I'm at Side Hustle Pro on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Don't forget to join the Side Hustle Pro Facebook community. Go to sidehustlepro.co/mastermind. And as always, if you love the show, do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.